Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex, so don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to 4parents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important.
Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see. Walking. Walking along the shore. Stepping forward. Stepping forward. In the waves. The waves. That embrace. The waves that allow. The waves that accept. And as we move towards remembrance, remembrance of all that we are, remembrance of why we are. All that we seek to remember is right here. And as we move on this journey into the sun, we realize that the tools we need, we indeed possess. We honor the fact there is no longer any need to look outside of ourselves, for we possess the tools of love. We possess the tools of trust, honor, and wisdom, all of which have, up to this point, been sought after outside of ourselves. We honor ourselves now for being divine. Being born divine means that we are abundant in all the things we seek. Recognition of this will soar our souls to the highest realms of this universe and beyond. As we move forward on our journey, we pray for guidance. We pray for protection. And most of all, we pray for always being surrounded by the greatest tool of all, love. Praise be to the light of truth. And as the sun shines and permeates our minds, our hearts, and our souls, we allow ourselves to feel the waves under our feet, the waves of remembrance. We allow ourselves to flow as the waters flow. We allow ourselves to accept as the waters accept. With the ebb and flow of the waves, we take flight, we take passage, stopping only to reflect on what has been learned up to this moment. And as we grasp the understanding the lessons have brought us, we take the
comes from learning. And we apply this to everything, every situation we meet. Loving and trusting as we move forward. Perseverance in action. Each step deliberate. For we know that our love for all that is will keep us walking through this life's journey. We know that if we stop, it's only to reflect. We never, ever have to go backwards. We never have to regret. For truly, there are no regrets. There only is. And we move forward without fear. We move forward to the source of life from which we came. Knowing that everything is evolving and revolving, moving, flowing, spinning, spiraling. We find peace, knowing that what we want, what we desire, is only one step ahead of us. And if we keep moving, we will meet with our desire, and we will welcome our desire, and we will embrace our desire and know that we truly deserve our desire, giving thanks in each step for all the blessings. Breath, movement, sound, taste, smell, give thanks for perception, health, and the wealth of health. We honor and we give thanks. Always knowing that the solution resides within the soul, and the song of the soul, if it is worn, we will soar and we will fly over each obstacle we encounter. Obstacles that in fact have come from our fears. These lessons in life. They are divine.
Ah, Can you feel it? Can you feel the soulful journey? The fearless journey. That's what it's all about today. That's what it's all about, period. Your soul is on a mission. Your soul is on a journey. Where are you? How are you walking? The Fearless Journey by Ambassador Sufera nicely guided us into ourselves, relaxed, connected, and tapping into that part of us that knows all things. So as we walk this fearless journey, even while there's fear, you can still keep walking. Sometimes we have to run. Sometimes we've got to slow down. Sometimes we just got to hop. Sometimes we've got to crawl. Sometimes we may even need somebody to carry us on this fearless journey. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you're on this journey called life. Your soul, my soul, our soul, all souls came together and said, we're going to be on a planet on this day. We may not see each other face to face or know what we look like when we look from the physical perspective, but we would know each other. We will recognize each other. We will sense it. We will feel it. We will connect through chat room, through the phone, through Facebook, social media, and nothing is going to stop us from connecting. And if it looks like we can't connect enough, we'll give an idea called an iPhone, and then the iPhone triggers another thought called an Android. But we are going to connect no matter what. Sometimes we connect and we look like we're divided, but we're still connected. We're going to enjoy this ride. Are you ready? We said, yes, let's do it. 1, 2, 3, infinity. And we jumped into this planet and said, woo, I feel kind of heavy here. No, it's okay. It's part of the game. Come on. Stop complaining. Come on. Okay. So we are here to make a difference, and we are making a difference. Life is good. It's getting better. I welcome you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being who you are. As I said, the song, the meditation, the guided meditation you heard is called Fearless Journey. That's what today's show is about. It's about asking ourselves, how are we walking? Number 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And to get a copy of that meditation, as I said, go to ambassador.com. No, I didn't. Did I? I don't know. I think I did. No, I didn't. Ambassador.com is ambassador.com. Get your copy. It's actually a series. There's Fearless Journey, there's Responding, and there's Relationship. What's today's topic? Well, I'm flying solo, super slow, solo. Solo, as that's Betty's phrase. Solo when I don't have a guest. And I don't have Betty, so I'm super solo. I'm in my private jet. And I'm full. And so I'm going to pace myself. That's what I'm going to do. On this journey, I'm going to pace myself. The topic, the conversation, the title. It's something that was given to me last night. A journey of 1,000 miles. Now, I think that came up with it. No, Lao Tzu. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. A single step. We'll break that down in a minute. And the question that I'm asking you, the question that I'm inviting you to ask yourself, how are you walking today? How are you showing up? Just sit with that for a minute. Because there's so much that's bubbling up for me, and I'm going to trust the process for it to just let it happen. I welcome all of you in the chat room. Hearts Hot 22 Hot, Melly 66. Oh, this is cute. So we have a silent listener disguised as guest. Guest 2166. And Celeste, don't start adding up numbers because there's a lot of numbers. You can't handle this. Don't add numbers. I know you can, but don't. Guest 2166. We got Hot 22 Hot. Then we have Melly 66. Then we have Mishy 55. Then we have Psychic Christine Matthews. We have, I can never pronounce that name. See, I can't do it. Screech? I don't know. Oh, yeah, your other name is, what is it? Digit? I think it's Digit. Yeah, it is. I'm sure it is. Vanilla Smile is in the house. Yeah. Oh, Bridget. Oh, no. St. Bridget Day. Oh, that's what Vanilla is saying. Vanilla is saying. She said, is it today? Today is St. Bridget Day. I'm going back to my old days that I interact in the chat room. Yeah, I just want to do something different today. It's just me. I have so much to share about this whole thing, about how we're walking and sometimes how we experience a spiritual contradiction. I'll tell you more about that. Let me do an announcement. Let me do a quick announcement. Tomorrow, make sure you tune in to Life Conversation Radio. And if for whatever reason, you know, just try everything in your power and you can't make it live, make sure you check out the archive. Tomorrow, joining me is Dr. Mitchell Gibson. She's a clairvoyant medical doctor. Now, I use that description, but he's so much more. This is a medical doctor who is just doing amazing work. Now, he's not practicing anymore, but he's teaching science and spirituality. Well, he's not practicing medicine anymore, should I say. His video's on YouTube. Just check it out. Just tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, be here. And, of course, next week, I'll tell you a little bit about next week, and then you can check the rest information out for yourself. Carolyn Sutherland, a medical intuitive author, radio host, teacher, and she's going to be joining us February 6th, which I think that's a Monday. I don't know. Let me see what day that is. You know, it's really, it's Monday. She's joining us on Monday. That's not what I'm going to do right now. I started the show off, I have two computers that I use. One was super slow. The other one won't act right. So I have to restart it. I have to go to another computer, a third computer, to get the show started. So I guess I'm in the flow of the energy of the day. But Carolyn Sutherland is going to be joining us on Monday. For more information about upcoming guests, go to Life Conversations Media. LifeConversationsMedia.com. So not only would you find upcoming guests, you can catch up with the shows that you've missed with past guests. And more information is there. We're taking your calls today. I want to take your calls. I want to take your questions and your comments, what you think, what you feel, where you are. Are you walking on this spiritual journey, Christine? How are you walking? What are you using as your gauge? Are you running? Are you going in a slow pace? Are you hopping? Are you crawling? Are you looking for someone to carry you? I'm taking your comments. I'm taking your questions. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach ADE fan page. Ask Life Coach ADE fan page. Yes, you can post your questions on there and comments too. Or just simply call it. It's just me, 347-426-3346. Gidget, that's it, Gidget. And you were telling me what he meant. I can't remember now, but I'll read that later. Because if I start getting to that conversation in the chat room, I will go a different direction. I know me. So here's some questions here, or thoughts, that was previously downloaded. Number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And today, just guiding you, guiding ourselves. There's so much is bubbling up for me. We're guiding ourselves as we move through this journey called life and taking a fearless journey. You know, I've been doing Life Conversations Radio. Well, it started off as a show, but been doing the show it started out as a show called Life Conversations, the radio show. That's really what's happening in my head. And in 2004, and interviewed countless people. I don't know if I can ever count them. People that are known internationally, people that are known nationally, like in England, because I started in England, and then people who are known everywhere, people who are known in their community, maybe people who are just doing amazing things in their family, maybe friends who people don't know about. You know, there have been a lot of people on this journey called life that I've been blessed and I'm so grateful to share time with and to listen to their wisdom. And up until now, the Mark Victor Hansons, the Greg Bradens, Deborah Johnson, you know, the list goes on and on. I say those names because you will know those names. But really, we are all on this journey called life. And my experience from talking to these wonderful people, not just talking to the people that I've interviewed, but watching videos on YouTube, reading things on Facebook. Have you noticed that sometimes what is called spiritual truth can be contradictory? Or even when you try to apply it in your life, or you're following a particular teacher, Abraham, Bashar, whoever, Archangel Michael, that is channeled through different people, you sometimes find that the information that you're hearing can contradict the other. You get people who tell you that a soul has a weight. You get people say that it weighs, 22 grams or 38 point something grams. You get people who say, well, no, it's not. The soul is everywhere, evenly present. We are the soul. We are spirit. You get those who say, well, the difference between the soul and the spirit and this and that. There's so many conversation going on. But individually, we are seeking to find our footing as we make this fearless journey. Some people offer workshops and retreat books, CDs, and say, try this program and you'll never feel fear again. Or one way to love your life completely, you name it. All this self-help, and that's really what it is. Self-help. The books, the CDs, the retreat, the radio show, the coaching, the therapy, all of that, yes, is there to support us, but really we have to self-help ourselves so that we can see and embrace what we believe to be true. Journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Are you judging your step? Did you think you're on a different path? Did you wish you went down a different path, or you didn't want to come down this path, but somebody forced you to go down that path? February, the month of love. It's time to love every step that you've taken and that is yet to be taken. February, Black History Month. You know, there's so much going on behind the scenes. Just before the show, I found out that Don Cornelius made his transition. Apparently, it's a gunshot. For those who don't know Don, if you don't know his name, you know Soul Train. You know, they said self-inflicted gunshot. We can focus on, oh, my God, why did he shoot himself? What was going on? Yeah, we can ask those questions, and there's room for those questions. But more importantly, regardless of how he chose to walk through that door, that veil, to step into the spiritual realm, what did he leave behind? What did he leave behind? He left behind a legacy that is going to be with us for a long time. Soul Train, when you see the afro, you know, you see people dancing, black and white, people from different cultures. He gave black performers, artists that normally won't have an opportunity to be out there in the world, he gave them a platform. Rather than complaining what is not happening, He followed his bliss. He followed his passion. Here's a question for you. Your spiritual footprint. What kind of impact is your spiritual footprint making right now? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Sometimes when we walk in this spiritual journey, we look for others to carry us. We say, I'm just not strong enough to walk. If I can just go to somebody who's been walking this path, who's an expert, and just listen to what they say, I'll be fine. Well, to some extent. But you know, we are being asked. We are being forced. We've been, you know, there's a the energy is catalyzing us to step up and walk the fearless journey. Take that single step. That single step, you take one at a time. It's interesting because I think of when we have psychics and numerologists and astrologists, readers, and myself included. We want to ask questions because we want to know, how's it going to turn out? Is it going to be good? Is it going to be great? Is my relationship going to work out? Am I going to get a job? How am I going to make it? Everything has been crumbling. I'm struggling. I can't make it. Sometimes I feel excited. Next minute I feel depressed. I feel like I'm not in alignment. You know, we do this back and forth and we reach out to people who specialize in tuning in into their intuitive self, where it connects with the universal mind that connects all of us to say, this is what I see for you. This is what I feel for you. And we're like, yes, thank you. So it's almost like, you know, in the marathon, when people are running, there are people on the side holding cups of water. You know, the psychics, the teachers, the therapists, the life coaches, the radio hosts, yes, and the writers. They're like the people who are standing on your journey, handing out water just when you need it. You don't have to drink every, not take every cup, but you can just drink one at a time or whenever you're thirsty. But sometimes we got to become the one that's giving out the water. How are you walking today? What is challenging you? What is rocking your world? What are you conflicted about? Spiritual contradiction. The up and the down. The good and the bad. Though we say God is all there is. Love is all there is. But we say the good and the bad. We struggle between ownership, this is mine, and want to be in a space of sharing, to share our gifts and talents with others. We want to set boundaries, but at the same time, we want to be open. We go back and forth between the ego and God. Say, well, don't listen to your ego, listen to God. And then sometimes you're like, which one is which? Isn't God all there is? Then we experience fear. And we say we want to feel better. We want to feel something other than fear. We want to feel love. But sometimes we're even feeling hurt. And we say we're out of alignment. We want to be healed from our pain, from our hurt. So this dualistic world that we live in, and then we talk about there is no out there. There's only one. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. How do you take that first step? How are you taking that first step when you experience duality? Hurt and being healed reminds me of I posted something on Facebook, and it said something about love hurts and love does something. I don't know if I can find it. If I can find it, I read it directly. But and it said something about we are all searching for it. And a friend of mine said, well, I'm going to respectfully disagree. And I honor that. You know, yeah, we can. And the thing about that quote, if I can find it, is, yes, love hurts. Just sit with that for a minute. Don't get intellectual about it. There's another part of me that would debate that statement I just made, because what I'm saying is, you think of Don Cornelius who made his transition today, or people who've lost a loved one, who are losing a loved one right now. They can see that their loved one is getting ready to transition. The love that connects them, that strand that connects them together, causes such a something that feels like a separation, that it feels painful. And through the hurt, we become open to being healed. Now, if we don't attach a negative meaning to the hurt, the fear, the ego, the boundaries, the ownership, then we are free. But what keeps us stuck in our tracks is when we start judging one better than the other. Now, that's the spiritual truth. That's the spiritual work. That's our spiritual practice. How do I look at all that's going on in the world and still see love and still see God and still know that all is truly well, that God, love, the divine intelligence is always in control? We'll talk about some solutions, some answers, some ideas when we come back. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. How are you walking? What kind of impact are you making with your spiritual footprint? So when we talk about the carbon footprint, think of your spiritual footprint. We're also taking your questions. Oh, okay. Dream Master, thank you for letting me know. I'm going to take a break. Let me see if you're there. I see you. I'll come to you. We also ask you, as we take a break, to share this show with your friends, your lovers, your family, your co-worker, your haters, your enemies, your pet, your cat, your bird, whoever you want to share it with. Even share the show with a non-physical being. And then when you share with them, the non-physical beings are like, we already know. We are speaking through him. We are Life Conversations Radio. Are you listening? Yeah, so we ask you to pray. I crack my own self up. Yeah, I know I'm listening to some other beings, because I don't even know what I'm going to say until it comes out. When it comes out, I'm laughing at my own joke. And I make no apologies for that. So, yes, click the like button, and also you can tweet the show, you can text it, whatever way you want to share the show, and you can also click the follow button. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today's topic, today's conversation, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And you know that single step, we have it now. We had it, it's gone, now it's back here. But in that single step lies all your power. I'll tell you more when I come back as I see what happens. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know I'm taking a break. That's what I'm going to do. Let's do Carly. Let's call Carly, remind us who we are. And she reminds us who we are and reminds you who you are. Yeah, that's it. We'll be right back. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Come on, God. Today.
I am great.
Thank you.
I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. Giving a voice back to the community. We're going to take a call in 2 seconds. You know, I think it was on Monday. I said, you know, spiritual growth and transformation ain't for everybody. Yes, I said, it ain't for everybody. Betty said, it ain't for everybody. I said, yes. You know, something about the spiritual walk, the spiritual path, it requires groundedness. And sometimes it's messy. We don't always say, we don't want to talk about that. Sometimes it's painful because we've got to go dig deep into areas of our lives that we've been ignoring. Sometimes it's challenging. But, you know, we talk about 2001 where people come together and we express the truth. Guess what? When we come together, to come together, we've got to release the thoughts, the belief system that separates us. Regardless of if you're Democrat, a Republican, a liberal, a conservative, whatever you are, wherever you are in the world, for us to come to that place, we all individually have to release the thoughts, the beliefs that keep us separated. Journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. What step are you taking right now? How are you walking? Let's take a call. How are you walking, my brother? You're live.
Today?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you.
All right, wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name again?
My name is Dennis, and I'm Dream Master.
Dennis.
Pat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Aday. Spiritual path and how you walk it. And, yeah, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, and you're not going to get anywhere until you make that first step. You know, someone posted that in the room, and I mentioned this to my coworkers. It's like they have a big job right in front of them. You know, it's mountainous. And I said, well, it's not going to move. You got to move it. You got to start.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't start on it, then it's just going to stay there. You know,
right.
So yeah, you start, you know, and at the end of the day, that mountain will be moved. You know?
That mountain will be moved, indeed. Let me ask you this question. When you experience a mountain in your life, in your world, in your daily practice, how do you move the mountain? How do you go through the mountain? What do you do?
All right, that's a very good question. I don't allow distractions, deviations have me lose my focus. Now, mm-hmm. you know, we can talk about you know, keep ground, keep a balance, but never lose focus. This keeps us in center, right? Mm-hmm. And our center is always moving around a little bit, but
nice.
To keep center is key, and and then I apply, and it's not going to get done unless you do it yourself, and it's not going to go away. It'll just get worse.
Right.
And so, you know, you nip it in the bud, per se, and work on it. You know, one. You
Let
know,
me ask you this:
one,
when you
one
talk about apply, say that again.
You know, it's one action at a time. If
exact action, yeah.
Yeah, if an end result is going to require 100 actions, well, then start at the basic, the most important, to get the ball rolling, and then you work on it one step at a time. You know, otherwise.
Let me ask you this. You said something about you apply, because this is something, you know, for me, and you listen to my show quite regularly, this one, I talk about intellectual spirituality, and sometimes we can learn about things, and it sort of feels like, you know, if we do it this way, it works this way, and we do this, and we pray, and we meditate, we forgive, and then this will happen, and that would happen. Well, it's not always like that, but I want to ask you, what about times when you can't even find the apply button, or when you don't even know how to apply? How do you move through that? How do you walk this journey called life?
All right. Again, good question. I trust in Source within me.
Yeah.
And actually, for me, they I have etheric friends, whatever, and you know, as well as God, and they give me solutions. Where that I can apply in the next day,
I think the main thing that you said really, and that's the thing you say, trust. Because I mean, for me, there are times when I can't find the apply button, when I don't even know if I want to push the apply button. But when you say trust, I can feel it. It's that whole thing of trusting the process. And today's show for me is really. The intention is for us all to maybe become that little bit more vulnerable, that little bit more, just open up a little bit more of the revealing, because there's so much going on. And I'll share a story with you, and we're going to move on, because that whole thing about trusting, you talked about applying and trusting. Because when you're going to take the step, you have to trust the process. Application is walking, and then you may not know where you're going, but you're trusting. I had an experience yesterday, and I saw there was a lady sitting down on the phone, and another lady walked over to her and asked the lady, "Can I use your phone?" The lady sitting down said, "No, my battery is almost running out." And now, I heard that conversation, and at that moment, it happened so quick, so automatic, that I felt myself, even though I was on the phone, really trying to put on this impression, if you will, that I'm on the phone so that the lady doesn't come to use my phone or ask me to use the phone. Because, you know, if someone said, "Can I use your phone?" I'm just going to be like, "Yeah, sure." Once you ask me, I'm just a sucker like here. But what I'm saying is I was putting out the vibe that the woman will ask me to use my phone. And I watched myself. I said, "Whoa, wait a minute. What is going on here? Don't you talk about sharing and we're one? What's really going on?" At that moment, I did not want to press the apply button. I didn't want to be spiritual. I don't know why, but it wasn't even a thought. But for me, what I later did was really just observe my actions. And it was an opportunity for me to see how I was being in that moment without judgment. And, you know, I think it had something to do with today's show, because when we walk in this spiritual path, especially those of us who we're all walking on the spiritual path, but those of us that are doing it consciously or dedicated to it, set intention to know who and what we are, sometimes we can make spirituality so heady that we miss the point. And, I'm grateful for you calling in and sharing that trust, because that's really what it's about. Go ahead.
Right, thank you. I just wanted to mention, you know, just because I'm walking on our spiritual paths in the way I do it, and just to say it quickly, and no time is running out, is do not doubt, do not blame, do not fear, do not hold shame, all right? Trust, live pure, and in knowing that Source is within you. And you're never alone. Just don't feel lonely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, love your brother. Love unconditionally. I know it's a hard thing to do. And love all that is around you. Respect, appreciate your fellow human being. Because they are on their own paths as well, and they might not even know it. right?
I know, that's right. Yes, indeed.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Do not push. Offer and mention. Do not tell. All right? People don't like to be told, but they appreciate offerings and suggestions, per se. You know, even people have a hard time with criticism. It's it could be positive criticism. You know, it's just but you have to be gentle. You have to be subtle, right? And sublime. And we are all sensitive. Every one of us are sensitive, and we have to respect that. And when someone lashes out on you, you can't blame them. They're who they are, and it's simple stuff. And, you know, and this is the way I live my spiritual path. You know, I appreciate all that is and what is. And
that's what makes a difference, appreciating all that is. That's the journey. That's the journey when we appreciate all that is. Sometimes it's not easy. Thank you very much, Dennis. You're welcome, sir. 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Stay tuned. And I agree. I hear what you say, Dennis, about the don't do this. Yes, but you know, the beautiful thing about this journey of life is the things that we say don't do or do, that we tell children not to do or tell ourselves not to do, we know what not to do, but we still do it. I had my moment yesterday when I did not want the woman to ask me for my phone. I put on, like, let me just let her know I'm on my phone. What is that about? Some programming. I saw myself separated from the woman. I would tell people, don't put up boundaries. Be open. I wasn't open. But for me, this journey of 1,000 miles really is really a soul journey. You know, your soul is on a journey. So my soul gave me an opportunity yesterday to see, well, there's some areas where you might want to loosen up, to open yourself up a little bit. Because there's a part of you that still feel like you're separate. There's fear there. And if we can release the fear, if we can release the judgment, or... Here's a thought. If you can love yourself while you're judging, wow, that's embracing all that is. So much going on right now. And it's so easy to talk about concepts and ideas. And for me today, it's like, no. I mean, let's go deeper. When we think of people who inspire us, people, teachers that we like, mentors, it's because they've literally gone through hell to end up in heaven. And sometimes some of us look at them and we try and live our life vicariously through them. Some of us look at them and use their life as an example of what is possible. And sometimes some of us look at the people who have been to hell and end up in heaven and we use that as a reason to judge or criticize them. One of my favorite mentors that I mentioned about Oprah. You know, people, you know, she's gone through her journey, but people want to tell her how to give or who to give to or who she shouldn't give to. On your soul journey, how are you walking today? What is keeping you stuck in your tracks? Are you reaching out to drink from the waters of the community around you? Or maybe while you're walking this soul journey today, this moment called now, maybe you're going to those people who are giving you a cup of water, but it's really taking other people's opinion on how you should walk. Maybe other people are telling you to run when you should stroll. Maybe other people are telling you to be carried when you want to walk. How are you walking today? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Ah. Vanilla Smile said in the chat room, she said, never stop your random talking. It's what I love about your hosting. Yeah, the random talking. Yes, indeed. I welcome all of you in the chat room, silent listeners. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for spending your time with me. What are you going through? What are you growing through? What is challenging you today? What are you afraid to confess? I had a guest here about a month ago or so. I don't know. Sylvia Seward. And she's going to be back here. You know, she shared what she called a secret. You know, she's a spiritual teacher helping people attain their or experience their true self, doing work, meditation, retreats. And she shared that she was on an antidepressant. I mean, she said, this is my secret. I don't tell everybody this, but I want to share this. And some of the listeners said, you know, I really appreciate her sharing that. Now, I don't know exactly what it felt like for Sylvia to share that. I could tell it was liberating. We've talked since. It was liberating. But the thing is, sometimes when you got to speak your truth, it's the scariest. I want to say it because that's the only way. Okay. I want to say it, but I already said it because I keep saying I don't want to say it. People already know what you're going to say, but I'm still going to clean it up because I'm not being true to myself and I own it. It's the scariest crap. Why can't you say where to start with S? Because I'm afraid people are going to judge me. FCC ain't listening. Don't worry about FCC. They ain't paying attention. No, I'm still not saying it. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're getting naked today on this journey called life. Are you willing to jump in? Are you willing to come out and say, woohoo, I'm naked too? As a spiritual teacher, as a spiritual healer, as a writer, as somebody who's there for others, people can always come to you. Are you willing to be naked and say, I don't have anybody to talk to? Sometimes I'm afraid. Sometimes I doubt. Sometimes I ask myself, what's the point? That's how we free each other. We become the freedom that people are seeking. We become the example. We become the change we want to see. So when we think of the politicians, wherever they are in the world, not just in America, and they're not speaking something that they're not speaking truth, or they, you just know that they're saying things just to achieve a certain kind of goal, then you have an opportunity to be the example of what you would like them to be. You don't have to be a politician to do that. How are you walking? What are you challenged with? How have you been on the spiritual path and you're feeling like, oh, my God, I've been on this a long time. I should be further. I should have been doing this. I should have more money. I should have more clients. I should be writing my books. I know I should write my books. Oh, no, stop. It's time to just let it go. And then if you decide to take it with you as you go with it, well, release the judgment. Release the judgment. I said earlier before the break that how do we step into that single step. How do we step into the single step? You step into the single step, and then you complete the journey, and I'll stop it. So anyway, this soul journey called life, the single step, is right in the moment. When we choose to be mindful of the moment, We receive what we need, we get the guidance, and even when we don't, when we're not sure if we're getting guidance, we're still grounded because we're mindful. We are paying attention. We are setting the intention to hear, to listen. So while if you're on this race of life, if you're running, if you're mindful, then you're grounded. If you're crawling and you're mindful, then you are grounded. If you're in the moment, we live in a society where we don't really make room. We're getting better, making room for emotions to be shared, tears and fears and doubts. You know, I remember in my spiritual community, at Hillside in Atlanta, but I started going. Sometimes I recognize I did it and other friends did it. We didn't create a space for people to speak their truth. When somebody says, I don't have any money, I don't know if I'll be able to pay my rent. No, don't say that. The power of the words, don't speak that into the existence. Law of attraction will create no more. Sometimes we just got to let people speak what's on their heart. But if you speak that word, you put in power to it.
Yes, but you know there's so much more.
Because each and every one of us just want to be heard. Sometimes we just need somebody we could share our fears, our worries, our doubt with in secret, in confidence, with compassion. A good demonstration of love is to listen. Don't listen to correct. Don't listen to give affirmation. Listen. That's it. And then from there, be led. So now, let's do this. Let's go to Celestial Moment, and then I'll come to you, Tamara. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page or like page. I keep saying fan page. I'm so old school. People don't say that anymore. She's a like page. Well, you know, I'm old school. Ask Life Coach ADE like page. You can post your questions or comment. You can call in. It's you're my guest today, all of you. You're my guest. Call in and share your thoughts. And yes, I may ask you a question that you didn't see coming, because it's time to get naked. When we get naked, we get to see our true self. We get to see our light. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. How are you doing, my sister friend?
Fine. How are you doing?
You,
oh, my
you
goodness.
Expecting that, were you?
No, I wasn't.
I know. But you're like, oops, it's come to me. You got to be ready. But, when you're with me, you got to stay ready.
Oh, you are. We're alive. Hey, look, I heard
you. You know,
something.
Let me ask you this. Before you go into Celestial Moment, what's bubbling up for you right now? Yes.
Right now? Yes. What's bubbling up right now is my family. I'm not often able to capture the names when you say them, but I was really clear when I heard that Vanilla Smiles was in the chat room. And if there's anybody else who I really, really know personally, please know I'm sending you all love. But what's bubbling up for me right now is a very, very special day, which is today, Bridget. And so happy Bridget's Day to everybody, Day of the Bride. That's where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Thank you, thank you. Okay, go forth and do your thing.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace what is showing up in your life right now. It's Wednesday, February 1st, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2015. Add 2015, and the energy of the day equals 8. The 8th letter of the alphabet is H. Words like home, heart, and hummingbird connect us to the woman medicine found in the otter in medicine cards, which is 8. 8 may also show up as strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. Today, we are going to have a twist in our number game. The spotlight is on the hummingbird. Its number is not 8. It is actually 44. Add it up, and you get 8. So here we go. Fly the path of hummingbird, whose sacred message is joy, regardless of the circumstances. Hummingbird follows its own voice, tasting all the essences of life. It teaches us how to embrace the duality of oneness by eating from the tree of life. We get to live from every direction we feel when we follow hummingbird. It can go up, down, backward, and forward, hover in one spot, or appear to be motionless. Hummingbird doesn't have to worry about trusting anything. It is too busy exploring in its own lane, so you will find that it is easy for the hummingbird to maintain. It has created more space for joy. That's its focus, and that means joy expands. So let's pay attention to people with hummingbird medicine and tap it for ourselves. These folks love life. When they show up, their joy is contagious. They will have you giggling for no reason. Seriously, get some goofy friends. They will teach you how to pick metaphysical flowers. But you got to make sure you are free to fly. Let go of the illusion of separation and get ready to laugh musically and enjoy Creator's many gifts. Want to open your gifts and blessings? Relax and be the joy. Have some fun. Explore. And that's the story of 8 through the hummingbird of medicine cards. Love, peace, and soul. All is well. I'll see you on Thursday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister friend. You're just so amazing. Just delivery, tie it all together, helping us see a different way. As she said on the Hummingbird, you can go back and forth, up and down on this journey of life, this soul journey. How are you walking? Are you walking backwards? And even if you are, there is no spot where God is not. You're never out of alignment. You may think you are. Really, what happens is we get trapped in our own belief system. That's really what this is about, spiritual growth and transformation. It's releasing ourselves from our belief system to recognize that belief is just that. Let's go to Joyful Time of Joy, speaking of the Hummingbird. Oh, I'm glad I waited for I love it when things come together like this. Joyful Time of Joy, the Hummingbird.
Hey, Andy.
How are you doing?
Good.
I love it.
Yeah, I want to tell you I'm happy that you're doing some shows on your own again. I love your guests, but I feel like you have so much wisdom, and it's just nice to hear you speak for the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, I love this, what you're talking about. I think it's so important. When Dennis called in and he was talking about knowing you're not alone and don't feel lonely or don't be lonely, it's interesting because I know he didn't mean it this way, but I think often in the spiritual community, if you're sad, if you're lonely, if you're in fear, if you're angry, you get ashamed and you feel like you're not being spiritual and you should know that all is one, and it becomes like this downward cycle. So my new thing is, how do I incorporate all of my emotions in being spiritual since all is one? It's an edge, you know, it's an edge where I feel like I put myself down for not feeling all spiritual, whatever the heck that means. And I even had a dream.
But you know you give it a meaning, though, even though you say whatever that may mean, but you do give it a meaning because you say, okay, I'm not that because I'm feeling what I'm feeling, right?
Right.
You know you give it some kind of meaning, right? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, a negative meaning. I even had a dream a couple nights ago where in the dream I said, all is well. And a friend of mine was in the dream, and she said, come on now, you know you're feeling depressed and sad. You know, it was kind of like you can't push this part out. So it's interesting to me, and it's interesting for me to be part of a spiritual community because I feel that a lot of folks kind of use spirituality to cover those uncomfortable emotions and want to give you an affirmation and all that. So I think it's really an important discussion. You know, I think it's really, really important. And I was talking to Tom Zuba. He's a friend of mine. I know he's one of your guests. And I was telling him the situation, and I went to this person, and I wanted them to apologize, and they didn't apologize, and I was angry, and I said, it's okay, though, blah, 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 blah. He looked at me, and he said, don't get all spiritual on me. Let me hear your anger. And then I went, blah, 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 you know, I'm going to slap her in the face.
And I know exactly what you said.
yeah. I mean, I let it out. And then once I let it out, and it was very, very what people would think not spiritual, but it's what I was feeling. And I wanted to hit her and blah, 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 blah. And then once I released that charge, I looked at it again. And I said, you know what? She gets to be how she gets to be. And I said, but it was from a place of really accepting it, not from this, oh, okay, it's okay while I'm pushing down my anger. You know, I saw where my work was in this situation. You know, that but I had to go through that intense emotion first.
Yes. Indeed. You know, what you're saying reminds me of what Dennis, the guest that was here, was it yesterday? It was yesterday. Gosh, the days are just... Anyway, when he was talking about feng shui, you know, we got to clear out to make room for the new. So when we are feeling that heavy emotion, maybe anger, frustration, whatever it is, if we pretend it's not there and try and pile on an affirmation, it's not going to work.
No.
If we allow space for it to be released, then we make room for more, you know?
Yes.
And see all of that as part of the spiritual picture, spiritual journey.
Yeah, and I feel like that's one of the gifts that you have that a lot of the spiritual teachers either don't express or don't necessarily have this room for. You know, and you have the room to say, God, I didn't want to share my phone with this woman, rather than saying, oh, I'm so spiritual today. You know, I'm so this and I'm so that. And, you know, not having your feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, you know, this is an interesting balance for me to see, when do I apply the spiritual principles in an intellectual way? When does it work? When do I just need to emote? When, you know, it's a question I'm living with, and I don't always know which way I'm going.
Well, try this.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, from just what I'm saying, here's something, well, okay, no, you don't have to try this, but here's a suggestion.
Okay.
You say, when do I apply the spiritual truth? For me, that suggests that there's this tools. I mean, we have tools, but when you go back to the beginning and say, I am already spiritual, you're an extension of source, extension of love, extension of divine mind. So when do you emote, when do you express yourself? When you're feeling it, when do you speak what's true for you? When you're feeling it. Now, the people around you may not honor it or appreciate it.
Right.
But that's irrelevant. Really, what is more important is how you embrace or don't embrace who you're being.
Yes.
You know, because you get to ask yourself, okay, was that true to myself in that moment or not? And you don't have to go to them. You don't have to beat yourself up. You can lift yourself up rather than beat yourself down, really. So I think rather than ask, when do I apply this? If you're feeling it, do you think children say, a baby said, my mother didn't sleep last night. You know, I kept waking her up. I'm really in pain now. I'm not going to cry. No.
Right.
Children cry when they feel pain. They laugh when they see something that's funny to them. They giggle, they scream in that moment.
Right.
That's when you do it.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, I feel like a lot of it is wanting other people to support me in it, and I'm finding that the truer I am to myself, some people don't like it, and that's starting to be okay with me.
That's
that my truth about, like, there's a situation with Agape in the love stream. I said some things how I felt that were not that spiritual, but they were what I felt. And it felt really good. I said, I feel angry about this. I feel disappointed about this. And people are like, oh, let's all band together and be okay and, you know, tell Agape we're happy about the change. And I'm like, no, thank you. You know, if you feel that way, that's great.
Right,
that's not how I feel.
Let's be aware that everybody in there doesn't necessarily feel that way that you feel, or the we're happy, let's tell Agape. This really is not, it's people in that community. Let's really be clear that it's not Agape. But what you bring to the table, something that I noticed from you, from when you call the shows, my conversation with you, you have a way of bringing realness to what is happening. And that is freedom.
That is
freedom.
Yeah.
So when you are bringing what is real for you.
Yes.
Now, there's sometimes you might say, well, how do I know if my realness is going to hurt somebody's feelings or not? Well, just check in. Depends where you're coming from. If you're coming from ego and you want to follow through, then you get to deal with the consequence. Because really, you are going to reap the benefit, the harvest of the energy that you put out. But if you need to share what is true for you, then you only need your own permission.
Right.
If your intention is to be true and coming from a place of love, not just, I'm going to be true and I'm going to say, I don't care, I don't give up what y'all think about this. I'm just going, no, well, that's your stuff. But when you say, I see it differently, you know?
Yes, and what I think, you know, what I'd like to see, like, out of a community situation is there's room for all the opinions. This is ideal. You know, there's room for me to say I'm angry and the other person say I'm not angry and me to say I don't like this. Well, I like this. And then have the room for the whole thing without one having to convince the other.
And in addition, I agree with you, I'm going to add to it, in addition, to have room for other people disagreeing with what the person has to say and be okay with it.
Right, right. To agree to disagree.
That is unconditional love.
Yes, yes.
Because I love you, even it has, the fact that you agree with me or disagree with me has nothing to do with the love that I have for you. What we do now in society is we take back our love or hold on to our love based on what someone thinks, what they believe, their religious beliefs, their spiritual beliefs, their sexual orientation, their culture. Like, oh, I don't know. But how do you experience unconditional love if you're not willing to give it? You know, and that's the conversation. And I'm grateful for what you're inspiring, because this expression of unconditional love requires a cleaning out, a going within, forgiveness, meditation, of going within oneself and facing one's judgment, one's criticism. You know, all the isms that we say we are not. Sometimes people are quick to say, I'm not this, I'm not a that, I'm not. But wait a minute. Maybe there's a part of you. We all have some kind of isms based on our cultures and traditions and where we live. If we can just love ourselves, we can bring ourselves to a place of saying, you know, this is learned behavior. Anger is not something we're born with. We learn it. Judgment and criticism, we learned it.
You don't think we're born with anger?
Oh, no. I don't see it that way.
I do.
No, absolutely not.
I agree to disagree with you.
And I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart. I love you so much.
You're welcome. But I'm open to talking about you. I mean, we don't even need to debate it, really.
No.
I don't have to convince you or you convince me, because it is.
No.
For me, I think it's so, yeah, we got it.
I love it. I love you, sweetheart. Bye. I'll keep listening.
Chew on that one. And if you want to call back and say, wait a minute. Yes, I said it. I don't believe we're born with hate. We're not born with anger. We're not born with judgment. It's things that we learn when we step into this physical realm. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We welcome all of you in the chat room. Blissful Dream Master, Queen Goddess Yukus, listening to us all the way from heaven. The silent listeners, disguised as guests. Mission 55, Skidge or Gidget. Joyful Tamara Joy, Vanilla Smile, those of you on the phone line, thank you all. Oh, yeah, I want to read something that someone put on Facebook, my friend Tammy, regarding the show. And I'm sharing because I know you guys can relate to it. Where is it? Where's the tab? Right here. She said, I love this topic. Sometimes I find that when I get stuck or caught up in the ego mind, It becomes a great challenge for me to even find my truth, to trust. This starts my spiritual contradiction. You know? It's like she gets caught up in the ego mind and she can't find the truth. But more that experience that she's talking about is if we can incorporate in our spiritual practice on a daily basis, in the moment, with the single step of the soul journey, that when you get contradicted, when you get conflicted in your spirituality, when you're putting out a vibe, or I don't want her to ask me to use my phone because I don't want to use my phone, when you're judging others, whatever it is, can you find it within yourself to be gentle with yourself? Can you take that as an opportunity to say, here's something else I need to release? Because spiritual growth and transformation is about letting go, not about gaining this, gaining that. It's about letting go. All the information, the things that we read, the retreats that we go to, is all about helping us go back to the beginning, connecting that with what Tamara and I were talking about, that we're not born with anger, and even if you disagree, that's fine, anybody else. But we come
from we are created out of creative intelligence, love, the most powerful force in the universe. Now, on an emotional level, we have the choice to walk up the scale, or I wouldn't even say up or down, because we can make that mean something. We can walk on the scale of life, where on one side there's love, there's one spectrum, and the other side there's fear. So when we're walking down the path of fear on this soulful journey, emotionally, because that fearful energy is heavy, we get angry. We want to release that frustration, that heaviness that we're feeling. But the minute we say, wait a minute, I don't want to walk down that path. Or maybe we say, whoa, look at you. That really bothered you. You start to moonwalk yourself, yes, on the soul train of life. Oh, I love it. Towards love vibration. And then you can say, as I did, okay, no judgment. So I observe myself as not wanting to share my phone with this lady. That's something I need to work on. Now, there was been a time when I've been judging myself. I think you're a phony, you're this, you're that, and just go on, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes I tell myself, shut the hell up. I can't think because you won't shut up. Yes, I'm talking to myself. But I've learned that. I've learned to say, oh, wow, look at this. I mean, I've just played this game with myself. Wow, you've been very critical today, haven't you? Ooh, I feel some fear. Okay, so if you had a client, if you're coaching somebody, what would you say to them right now? Or sometimes something amazing happens for me where something I say, when I catch myself being critical of myself or judgmental of somebody else, something I said on the radio comes back to me. It's like, ooh, okay, that's an approach. Some of us like to see God, Goddess, Source Creator as the parent. Think about parents. Think about yourself as a parent. When your child does something wrong, especially when they're younger, when they're still under two or three, well, there's some, yeah, the parents who are trying their best to be loving, let me put it that way, because my mind's going different places. But the parents that really want to do their best to be the best mother, the best father, whatever that means to you. When your child does something wrong, you're compassionate. You may correct them. Sometimes you may even snap, but then catch yourself and give them a hug. Say, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. You give them the most love that you can ever draw. Just pull on. So if the source, the creator, is your parent, our creator, I mean, can you imagine the kind of love that comes through us and to us? From this source, this God, this parent, when we do something, quote-unquote, wrong? There's a scripture in the Bible where it says, whether you, I'm just going to paraphrase, it's not even the right, I'm making it up, I'm paraphrasing. Well, if you make your bed in heaven, I'm there. If you make your bed in hell, I'm there. There is no spot where God is not. So as you walk this journey of 1,000 miles, actually, isn't the miles is infinite because your soul, it just keeps living, it keeps going on and on and on and on and on. But we can quantify it and say, on this lifetime, as you walk this soulful journey, be loving as you take your spiritual footstep. So every footprint, the spiritual footprint, is infused with love. We get to be the example of what we know is true. Everybody, generally, I'm generalizing, but we all want to be loved unconditionally. Some of us would say we've never experienced unconditional love, but we still talk about unconditional love because it is the essence of who we are. And how do we express it? How do we experience it? By expressing it. By giving it to others. So when people are doing things that rub us the wrong way, really what they're doing is triggering our stuff. It's got nothing to do with them. One of my other guests, Sherry Cortland, they're just a relationship villain. They're helping you heal. So when you're triggered by somebody's words, action, they're giving opportunity. They're being a healing angel for you to heal yourself, for you to be the change you want to see. You get to decide how you walk on this journey. So while you walk the fearless journey, even if you're fearful, you just call on a body, you call on a mentor, you call on a coach, you call on a therapist, you call on a minister, you call on a good friend. I'm afraid. I'm going to keep walking, but I'm afraid. So I got you. They remind you who you are. You're going to be all right. I know who you are. I see the best in you. I see the best in you. The light of God surrounds you. You can make it. But if you want to cry, if you want me to just hold you, I got you. That's living. That's 2012. That's living 2012 and beyond. We can do it. We need each other. I don't care where you live. I don't care where you listen to the radio show from, in another country, in another culture. Even though it may seem different, what can you do where you are today to be the light that you think and feel is missing in your community? How can you shine that light? How can you be that light? We bicker over a lot of different things on Facebook, on Twitter, on what someone did and didn't do, what family members said or didn't say. But ultimately, the most important thing is, how much did you love? How did you love? Did you experience love? It's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Rebecca, nice to see you. Celeste, thank you for Celestial Moment. All the other phone numbers that I can't see because they're 111 reminding me that we are the one. All of you in the chat room, thank you for coming back. The listeners that I haven't seen in a while, those of you who come regularly, those of you who said, oh, my God, I love that topic. Let me see what they're talking about. Whatever it is, whatever brought you here. Maybe you even didn't need to even click this link. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being the change you want to see, and thank you for sharing the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. But somehow I'm thinking I've said that already, but it really doesn't matter. I'm going to say it again. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Here's a song that really touches me on a deep level. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m., with the clairvoyant medical doctor, Dr. Mitchell Gibson. Here's a song by Karen Drucker called There Is Only Love. If you don't see it, if you don't believe it, you might need to do some work. But there's only love, KarenDrucker.com. Karen Drucker, DRUCKER.com is where you can find us. I'm out of here. Be loved, be true to yourself, and be loved. Allow the love to flow into you and through you. Peace and blessings.
In this place, I remember who I am, letting fear and worry fall away from me. I open my eyes and see there is love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only, only love. There is only, only love. There is only love. There is only.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.